This Friday, another wave of students will stream out of the school gates for the very last time. Some will be scrambling for signatures on their graduation jerseys. Some will be pulling off those final muck-up day pranks. And tens of thousands will be marking this turning point in their lives by making the pilgrimage to schoolies. Since the 1970s, schoolies has been an Aussie rite of passage, once defined by sunburn, booze and the sandy chaos of the Gold Coast. But things have shifted. Young people are ditching surfers paradise and heading instead for the calmer waters of Fiji or Vanuatu. But here's the question. Does a rite of passage lose something if it's all smooth sailing? Isn't growing up meant to involve a couple of rough edges, things that you laugh at or cringe about later? Or is it a good thing that today's school leavers are rewriting the script and ditching the binge drinking and redefining what makes this milestone meaningful in the first place? With me is Grace Richards, the Growth and Marketing Manager at schoolies.com, which is the official bookings website for schoolies, which is now in its 37th year. Grace, schoolies is middle-aged.
Yeah, we've had definitely a few decades of amazing history.
So you work for schoolies. Did you go to schoolies?
Oh, I was kind of dreading if you'd ask that, Tegan, but I'm actually originally from Tassie, and as you probably know, we do things a little bit differently down there. And if you grew up in a rural area like I did, you actually move to the city for year 11 and 12. And so traditionally leavers dinners are more of a thing down in Tassie. So what I actually did for my schoolies is I improvised a bit and held a week-long party at my house.
Nice.
Which, looking back, kind of makes a lot of sense because I've ended up working for schoolies and I've always had a bit of party at my heart and core.
Fair enough. So you're throwing a heck of a party this year on the Gold Coast. How many people are you expecting?
Yeah, of course. So this year, the actual class of 2025 is slightly bigger than the class of 2024. So we're actually expecting about 20,000 plus on the Gold Coast for week one, which is still the biggest celebration by a long shot. And in week one, it's kind of where all the major kind of official parties and our events are happening.
When you say the class of 2025 is bigger, do you mean the number of people graduating high school this year nationally or just the number of people who've enrolled or, you know, booked in for schoolies proper?
A bit of both. So number, like a slightly higher graduating year, and then we're seeing a slightly increased numbers across the board, across all destinations. We manage 17 for schoolies enrolments this year.
Where else are you managing apart from the Gold Coast, which is the one that everyone knows?
Yeah, of course. So the other big ones domestically would be Busselton Leavers. They kind of do things a little bit differently over in WA as well, as well as Byron Bay, and then also Airlie Beach. Internationally, we've got Bali, Fiji, and for the first time ever, Vanuatu.
You are listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. Talking about schoolies today, Grace Richards is with schoolies.com, and Diego's called in. Diego, you're finishing school. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Where are you going to celebrate?
So we're going to Vanuatu for the first time, and we're all so pumped. We've got a massive group, about 30 to 40 people that I know going. So, yeah, we just can't wait.
That is a huge...
Leaving in about a week, I think.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. How exciting. What made you choose Vanuatu?
So a lot of us have been to like Fiji and like Bali, and we've all visited Australia a lot, like in my friend group, and we kind of wanted to go somewhere new. And some people haven't actually been in a plane before as well. And so they really wanted to like just step foot out of Australia and visit a place like new, you know, different environment, different atmosphere and landscape. And so we kind of all agreed on Vanuatu because it was just a new location and it was cost-friendly as well. So we all decided to step foot in Vanuatu for schoolies and we're looking forward to it.
How long have you been thinking about finishing school and how you wanted to celebrate it?
Oh, it's just been crazy because, like, school it can be hard sometimes, I'll admit, especially the HSC, completing the HSC. And so every time we're like studying for 3 hours straight, we just look up at each other and we're like, I cannot wait for schoolies. Like we've said that about a million times because we've just seen so much of the feed and like the promotion stuff. And it's just, it looks amazing. Like the photos look amazing. People celebrating in remote places. It just looks amazing. So we've been thinking about it for ages. I'm pretty sure we booked it in like a year ago, pretty much from today. And yeah, we've just been so pumped to go on this trip and celebrate in a unique way.
Well, Diego, I hope you have the best time, that it's super fun and safe, because I'm a mum and I'm worried about you, but I'm sure you'll have a great time. Thank you so much for the call. Charles, what was your unconventional end of school celebration?
My best mate and I thought Stuff Surfers and Byron will go really wild. So we got the train up to his grandparents' place at Port Macquarie, New South Wales, Florida. Harbour retirement homes. And on the train, there were no seats, so we slept on the floor. And the guard came down and he said, "You can't do that. Hop up into the luggage rack and you can sleep up there as well." So we did that. And then so we stayed with his grandparents for a fortnight. They're a lovely old couple, and had scones and cups of tea multiple times, and played Scrabble and Pluto and did crosswords, and it was just wild.
Scones, cups of tea, Scrabble and Cluedo sounds like an amazing week, actually. Charles, thank you so much for the call. Well, also with me is Dan Woodman, Professor in Sociology at the University of Melbourne. You know Dan because he usually joins me on Thursdays for our chat, which is called Social Studies. But because he knows everything about generational changes, I thought I'd pull you out of the mothballs for today. Dan, welcome back to Life Matters.
Good morning, Tegan.
What do we know about how different schoolies has been over the years? We've got Diego jetting off to Vanuatu with his 40 of his closest friends next week. And then we've got Charles, who had cups of tea and scones not that long ago. Charles didn't sound that old, but a while ago now.
Yes. So I'm probably more on the cup of tea and scones end of the scale. I don't have partying at my core like Grace does. But our schoolies' experiences, have changed, as you were saying. It's kind of from the 70s in the 80s, really, where it became a thing. We've celebrated finishing school for a lot longer than that. So people will know the movie Grease is around celebrating the end of high school and that transition back in the 1950s. But the thing to remember is that most people who finished school in Australia up to the 1980s, unfortunately, sorry for the listeners who are in this cohort, you probably weren't the pink ladies. You weren't that cool. Because until the 1980s, only about one third of Australians did go through to the end of year 12. So you were finishing with a smaller cohort of more academically minded folk, and you know, when you finished, you'd go out either for some nice scones or maybe a dinner and a few drinks, but it wasn't the mass experience of a shared collective rite of passage that it's become more recently.
We are talking about schoolies and how you marked your end of school years here today on Life Matters on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor. I'm with Professor Dan Woodman, who's a sociologist at the University of Melbourne, and Grace Richards, who's with schoolies.com, which is like the official schoolies booking service here in Australia. And I'm really enjoying your texts. Someone says, in 1971, I climbed through the year 12 room window onto the roof with mates with a bottle of bubbles and chips. That was it. Greg says, schoolies was unheard of in South Australia in the 70s, so we did nothing. I simply worked in the SA Railways as a temporary youth refresh labourer. In brackets, my dad was my boss. Another says, my schoolies with three friends was camping and bushwalking on Flinders Island in the Bass Strait. Only one of us was old enough to drive, in brackets, legally. It involved a light plane flight to get there, very expensive camper van hire, amazing scenery, nature and history. A trip I remember well. Jacob has called in. How did you mark the end of school, Jacob?
Hi, Tegan. Hi, Dan. It's a little while now, back in 2017. But when we graduated, I was at a boarding school in Perth, and what about 20 boarders of us? I reckon not one went to leavers. We actually, all being from the wheat belt in the countryside, we actually worked on CBH, the grain receival sites out that way. So all of us just spent harvest working, and then the following year either went to uni or in my case I just took a gap year and continued to work on the family farm for about another 6 months, and then did the Camino in Spain.
Nice.
And spent about 5 months in Europe on the money I made over summer. So instead of spending my money on a couple of weeks of leavers, I was able to earn about 20, 30 grand and then go and spend all that in Europe instead. And I had a wicked time with the Contiki and the Kamina.
6 months of delayed schoolies gratification. Jacob, thank you so much for the call. On the text line, one person says, pity the people of Vanuatu, an onslaught of grossly behaved Australian teenagers descending on them. Grace, talk to me about the, I guess, standards of behaviour and what it means when Aussie kids are sort of travelling en masse to places like Vanuatu. Vanuatu and Fiji?
From my perspective, I see every year, and I think this is a tribute to both young people themselves, their parents and schools, they actually behave better than ever. Like, gone are the years where we saw riots on the street and people acting up all kind of crazy and things like that. We're actually seeing young people being really respectful and just absolutely lovely humans. So I actually experience, and everyone that kind of works with us and experiences schoolies would reflect and say that. I think there's definitely like a generational kind of perception of what schoolies back act and behave like when they get together. But really, it's just young people coming together celebrating the end of school.
What kind of things are they doing?
Yeah. So in terms of one of the things that I'd say that we've noticed a shift in terms of how they celebrate, it's always been about finishing school, celebrating with mates. Next thing that they want to do is obviously meet new people. The third thing is always party. And now I think the newest thing that they really want to do is experience something like it is a complete travel experience. So if you look at the different destination, that's slightly different in terms of how it manifests. So for instance, in Vanuatu or in Fiji, we run wellness activities in the morning. So your yoga and Pilates. We do cultural kind of immersion trips. We're out on the reef snorkeling and having activities as well as those kind of parties. On the Gold Coast, it's slightly different. So we obviously design things for mass here. So we run a major festival out at Doug Jennings Park called Schoolies Nation. That's with Peking Duck. We do things like pool parties at the Hilton, launch parties. And this year, for the very first time, we're taking thousands of young people out to Dreamworld for Dreamworld Day Out. These kind of activities and what they're wanting changes year on year. And really, Schoolies is a reflection, or schoolies.com is a reflection of what the young people are kind of asking for.
Dan, it's so interesting hearing Grace talking about yoga and Pilates on the beach for 17-year-olds when the stereotype of schoolies is pretty different to that. We know that Gen Z drinks less as a generation. These schoolies are a bit younger than that. But how does that play into the way they want to celebrate?
Yeah, so culturally, there absolutely has been a shift. But as Grace was saying, partying is still fairly high up the list. And a lot of people at schoolies do still have too much alcohol. And for some, it might be their first experience of doing that. So it is a big group of young people and partying. So behaviour absolutely is not perfect, and some people don't behave well. But overall, this cohort is probably a little bit more sensible than the ones that have come before that might be now the parents of the young people heading off and remembering with a bit of cringe and some fear, you know, what they got up to as 18-year-olds. But the mix of activities is broader than just going to the pub with schoolies now.
This is Life Matters on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor with Professor Dan Woodman from the University of Melbourne and Grace Richards from schoolies.com talking about end of school rites of passage. Rachel, you graduated on the Gold Coast, but before schoolies was a thing. What did you do to celebrate?
Yeah, well, I was always wondering when schoolies started. I finished in 1977, so it was really interesting to hear that it started in 78. We were 17, so our year 12 went to the Iluka Lake Motor Inn. It was on the beach at surface. I don't know if it's still there. It were, you know, no alcohol. For us, or for me and my friends, the party started afterwards in those days.
But without getting these funds that were promised, we can't finish what we started out to do.
Multiple emails and letters seen by ABC Investigations to both Premier Jacinta Allen and...
I'm so sorry, Rachel. We just had a weird thing happen with the lines there. Go on. You were talking about not drinking, and then sounded like you were winding around to something different.
Well, there was, because we were 17, there was no alcohol at the venue, so it was just like, you know, waiting for that part for me and my friends to be over so we could go to the bottle shop and get all our alcohol. So, you know, I never thought that was really exciting, the organised bit, and I was really interested to hear the professor earlier say that in those days, the people that were still there at year 12 were the academic ones. Well, that wasn't the case for me because I wasn't allowed to leave at year 10. So that wasn't my experience.
Rachel, thank you so much for the call. It's interesting you make that comment about wanting to leave early but not. Jenny, that's sort of a little bit what happened with your son.
Yeah, hi, how are you going?
Good, good. Tell me your son's story.
Yeah, so he was in year 11. He wanted to leave. He managed to sort of stay on. Then year 12 came. He wanted to leave. And then we had the big meeting with the principal, and I thought it was going to be very much like knuckle down, get good grades, gives you more options for life and university. And all she really said was, you know, it'd be a real shame if you don't get to go to schoolies and do all those end of year things with your mates. And that was it, like, and then he just stayed. So I thought that was quite clever, actually, rather than sort of going the academic route. She was basically kind of going the what's in it for me in my shoes. Very smart woman. I mean, I was shocked when it kind of fell out of her mouth, but then I realised, actually, that's pretty smart.
So schoolies was a carrot that kept your son in school till the end of year 12. And I'm loving your texts as well. A lot of a theme coming through in the text line. One person says, I left school in 1974. In those days, we marked the occasion by getting a job. True, no celebration at all. And Anne says, I can't help thinking that the people spending their or their parents' money on extravagant schoolie celebrations will soon be complaining that they can't buy a house. I'm 65. After school, I immediately got a summer job. And yes, I do own my home. Dan, talk to me about the value of a rite of passage and a memorable experience and maybe the value of keeping your money in your pocket.
I was laughing about that comment about saving money and buying a house because this generation is maybe a little bit more likely than the previous to actually make it out for breakfast during schoolies and buy that famous avocado toast. But you know, I've done a back of the envelope calculation. And it's something like 30,000 avocado toast breakfasts before you can afford a deposit in our big cities now. So schoolies is not the reason why it's hard to get into the housing market. And for Australians, we sometimes think of it as like the first rite of passage in young people's lives, but in some ways it's the last shared rite of passage, because now we have a large number of our 17, 18 year olds do finish high school, but after that the life course is messier than it used to be. People do get married, don't get married, move out of home, don't move out of home, move back, have kids, don't, at a greater spread of ages across the life course. So in a way, this will be the last really shared experience with a group that you've gone through something for years with, and you've gone through it together as an age cohort. And I think it's really important to be able to mark and celebrate that.
Grace, is that what you hear from the kids who are booking with you?
Yeah, I think, like, on that point, just to take it in a slightly different direction, I would say that, like, the majority of the people that head to schoolies, there is a proportion that are basically using cash from mum and dad to help fund their trip. But the bulk majority are actually self-funding. So they're getting jobs at Macca's, they're working in their first jobs. It actually shows, like, the amount of dedication and hard work that young people put in to actually getting to their celebration, not only schoolwork, but also to get there, is also a credit to them as well.
So, Grace, another thing that one of the previous callers talked about, the fact that when she graduated from high school, at least in Queensland, you were 17. That's changed now. A lot of the school leavers are now over 18 and can legally drink at schoolies events. What sort of safety measures are you putting in place, or are you kind of advising the kids of? Because even though they're 18, they're still pretty new to this.
Yeah, so there's a whole host of safety measures that are kind of put in place. And I would say that as a generation, young people are already doing the ones that make common sense. So looking out for their mates, staying in groups. With safety kind of being number one, I think one of the great support services that happens across all of our destinations is obviously the Red Frogs that act as a referral and peer support service to young people around drinking and drinking behaviours. And they're there to call on if you do need support, as well as your traditional kind of mental health support agencies, ambulance and police that are there as well. One thing that I'd like to say on the 18-year-old, we're actually starting to see the scales kind of flip to seeing more 18-year-olds at schoolies and less 17-year-olds, which is really important. Why, say, for example, in Gold Coast Week 1, we have things like all age inclusive events, so ones that are designed for under 18-year-olds. Like we have underage clubs that happen that are completely alcohol free zones, but that all ages can kind of attend as long as they have a schoolies lanyard.
I will say tomorrow here on Life Matters, we're going to be talking about schoolies again on a more serious note, because changes to Queensland's laws mean schoolies on the Gold Coast won't have access to pill testing this year, and talking about how to keep your young person safe. So if that's in the back of your mind, then come back tomorrow because we'll be talking about it on Life Matters. But a couple more of your stories. Andrew on the text line says, schoolies on the Gold Coast was great till it started going off in the 90s as people in their 20s turned up starting to prey on the school leavers. I'm now seeing school leavers having different rites of passage, going camping with friends or travelling to new places other than the Gold Coast where they can have fun and celebrate in a way that's meaningful for them. Good for them. And Alan says, I graduated from Warragul Tech in 1976. Only seven of us did year 12. So our schoolies, we went to the pub. It's a really big change over the course of a generation. Grace, Dan, thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much, guys.
Grace Richards is a growth and marketing manager at schoolies.com, and Dan Woodman, your fave, is a professor in sociology at the University of Melbourne.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.